This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The central plot line to Horrible Bosses 2, in case you miss Horrible Bosses 1, which was not as horrible as Horrible Bosses 2, involves essentially the shark tankification of American culture. What we see here is the fascination with a generation that believes they should become very rich and potentially famous, not by doing anything that spectacular, but by coming up with something pretty mundane and then just hawking it to the masses. This P.T. Barnum approach to success is relatively recent. It's hard to remember back a time when people looked towards, not towards creating great things, but towards creating really dumb things that a great amount of people would waste money on. And that's been celebrated in the show Shark Tank, as you see billionaires trying to make themselves even richer by looking at the ideas of quote-unquote common folk. Here the common folk are played by Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, who have really good chemistry and are comedically pretty good, and also Charlie Day. You've got cameos by Jamie Foxx, who's actually the funniest part of the movie, Kevin Spacey, who's also funny, and Jennifer Aniston, also funny, and Christopher Waltz, two-time Oscar, Django, and Inglourious Basterds nominee and winner. So what you, and also Chris Pine, Captain America himself. So what we have is all these people sort of playing sketches where there are some funny moments, but the overall theme is that you should be able to be rich by not doing a whole lot. In this case, they kidnap the son of the billionaire who reneges on the deal, which they never had in writing, never signed any contracts. So if it was Shark Tank, it'd be like, hey, you said we had a deal. Now we're going to kidnap Mark Cuban's son or whatever. So it's not the worst idea for a movie, and it plays into that sense in American culture that success comes from selling to the masses. And in this case, the hard work is epitomized by the kidnapping and violence, which has comedic elements in it. There are a couple types of comedies. There's the absurdist comedy, where nobody really gets hurt and it just plays on your perceptions and makes fun of things. And then there's violent comedy like this, where people are constantly being kicked or hit or punched or locked up or handcuffed. And although it's funny, it's got a dark edge to it, and which plays along with the edge of the movie, which is a class tension movie.